Texas Capital. This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy. This is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Hey, I hope I'm not a bother asking you any questions. I know people are pretty busy. Do you mind if I ever give you a jingle if I have a question on a specific deal? Cool.
No,
thanks. So I have a question for you. So we've actually, I can't tell you how excited we are to get some of these bigger deals done, but I have a question for you. We have some customers coming to us, and I'm sure we've got some, part of our business is not that competitive. Start is very competitive. And so I'll just tell you about a specific customer, but I see more of customers coming with this profile, so I wanted to kind of give your thought. There are some manufacturer financing companies who basically, I mean, it's shocking. They'll do a startup for someone at a true 5% APR because they get so much business from this a vendor, okay? But after a while, they'll reach their limit. So we've got a guy here that has a three-year-old business, does about 1.5, 1.8 a year in sales. Good credit. I don't know if he's a homeowner, but pretty good credit. Good, very healthy banks. And he's basically coming to us and saying, hey, look, I've been approved. My effective yield, my yield is 10% with 20% down. And the way that we would normally kind of go after this customer is say, hey, look, you shouldn't be concerned so much with the rate. You should be concerned so much with the down payment, because ultimately, if we get a deal approved for you guys at 7%, we can't sell it at 7%. But I guess the question is, can someone that has 3 years business and good credit, can they get $100,000 from you guys at good terms? Or is that going to be just a heavily structured, you know, deal with a C credit?
It's all going to depend on the financials. I mean, the 3 years time in business is fine.
Okay.
You know, as long as they have more than 2 years time in business, you know, we can consider, you know, it's...
Oh, we would need... This wouldn't go into the app-only program?
As long as, but not over 100,000, up to 75,000. App only is to 75, unless
they have comparative debt. That's the thing. They've borrowed money from.
They?
Well, the dealer's been giving them financing for two of these machines over the last 2 years, and this is machine number three.
Do you know what his credit score is?
699.
So it's not going to qualify for. Let me see. What is our?
Do you guys ever do soft inquiries, by the way, or no?
Do what?
Soft inquiries.
Nope, we can't. We don't have a way to do that.
Can I ask you another question?
Credit. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So, we can do soft inquiries. The reason, I mean, it's something that, you know, we can do on occasion. I guess the question I could ask you is this. Before, when we got approvals, we used to get approval that said, hey, the customer is approved for the loan. But Access needs to pull his credit before, you know, funding. Is there a way to get that?
No. Nope.
Okay.
With our new system, we're converting over to Aspire, and credit has to be pulled in Aspire to be able to submit a deal.
What's Aspire?
It's our software program that we use for deals. We used to use LSM.
Okay.
Is what we used before, and now we've converted over. We're in the process of converting over to Aspire. Right now, we're still using both. Like, all of our processors are doing dual entry, so they're entering it in the old system plus the new system still.
Okay.
And so in that system, you know, credit has to be pulled. I mean, that's why we had to go, like, with the signed credit apps now, which the reason that we kind of went to that was because we were getting dinged by the auditors because we didn't have signed credit apps in our files.
Okay.
And so now we have to have a signed credit app to submit a deal, because both we have to have a signed credit app for the file, you know, for auditor purposes, and we have to actually pull credit to be able to submit a deal to credit now.
Okay.
So yeah, we have to pull credit. I mean, I can kind of preview it.
Okay,
you know?
Can you? Yeah. Do you mind if I just shoot it over to you and say, what do you think?
Yeah, no, that's fine. You know, as far as, like, A credit, it's not because it's their FICO has to be 700.
Do you use Experian or who do you use?
We use Experian.
Okay, yeah, we're 600. Yeah.
Okay. So it depends if they have, like, for our A credit, we can go up to app only to 150. Don't see a lot of A credits. It has to be, they have to have 2/3 comp debt. No suits, liens, judgments, or bankruptcies. No, we can't do over-the-road trucking. 700 plus FICO scores. home ownership, 5 years time. Oh, it's 5 years time in business, so it's not going to qualify for our A credit app only to 150. So if we're looking for over 75, we're going to have financials.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so 5 years time in business is that product, really?
It's for an A credit, yep.
And you guys used to not do bankruptcies. It used to be a no-go with Axis, and then it changed a few years ago, correct?
Well, as long as I've been here, which is like a little over 2 years, we've done, as long as they have reestablished comp debt since the bankruptcy.
Okay.
So, I mean, the bankruptcy could have been like a year ago, or well, let's say 2 years ago, because if it was a year, they would probably wouldn't have 12 months of A history. But let's say they had a BK 2 years ago. As long as they have comp debt with more than 12 months pay history on it, we will still consider it.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Do you have all of our A credit program guidelines and stuff?
I do have it, but I think sometimes I like to ask because those are
I just was going to, just so you kind of know.
I got it. Dean sent it to me.
Okay. You know, I was just going to fit into an app-only A program. Does it meet all of this criteria?
Who? I had a question. Whose business are you kind of stealing on that program? Who's the broker that's saying, hey, I used to go here, but I'm going to Axis?
We don't see a lot of it. We don't see a lot of A credit.
Yeah, you're very. I like how you answer things. You're like, hey, Stacey, should I go over 250? You're like, nope. No, you shouldn't. Cool. All right.
So, we would have to have financials on that to consider it for that amount, but.
Okay, fair enough. All right, perfect. All right, so that's going to make sense. All right.
Okay.
And so it's not 100 anymore, just 75 or 150 are those two Apple.
75 or 150 for A credit, yep.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.